And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Above all, President Joe Biden's allies wanted him to demonstrate strength and energy on the debate stage Thursday night to help put to rest questions about the 81-year-old Democrat's physical and mental acuity. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden has stirred Democratic anxiety after his performance at last night's debate.
We got to take a look at what I was left when I became president.
The president came out raspy and halting with what one person familiar with the matter says was a cold. He appeared to lose his train of thought during one answer, drifting from tax policy to health policy and mentioning COVID.
Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
He gave more clear answers as the 90-minute CNN debate went on, going after Donald Trump on immigration and veterans policy.
Every single thing he said is a lie.
And noting Trump's hush money felony conviction.
You have the morals of an alley cat.
The attacks got more personal.
The worst president, the worst presidency in the history of our country.
With Trump saying he had the nation in good shape as president.
Everything was rocking good.
They also ripped each other's golf games in their first meeting since before the 2020 election. The next debate is not until September. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iranians started voting on Friday for a new president following the death of Ibrahim Raisi in a helicopter crash, choosing from a tightly controlled group of four candidates loyal to the supreme leader at a time of growing public frustration. The election coincides with escalating regional tensions due to the war between Israel and Iranian allies Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department has charged nearly 200 health care professionals in connection with a variety of schemes and scams that defrauded the government, $2.75 billion, according to the agency. The U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Thursday the Justice Department will bring to justice criminals who defraud Americans, steal from taxpayer-funded programs, and put people in danger for the sake of profits. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a national sweep, accused of individuals. We'll have that story coming up for you in our next hour. Meantime, the Bolivian government had intelligence a coup attempt could occur before the country's top military commander and his troops forced their way into the presidential palace this week, according to a senior government minister. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner has the details.
Bolivian President Luis Arce confronted Army General Juan José Zuniga, who led a failed effort to overthrow the government after attempting to storm the presidential palace and ramming the entrance with an armored vehicle.
Compromiso.
Hours later, Zuniga was seen handcuffed on live TV after his arrest for the failed coup attempt, which has raised fears that democracy in Bolivia remains at risk. On Thursday, it was revealed by senior interior minister that the Bolivian government had intelligence that a coup attempt could occur and that Arce had received reports about destabilization attempts. Arce has since slammed the coup attempt and swiftly named a new top general.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner. Scores of sick and injured Gazans were allowed into Egypt Thursday, marking the first medical evacuation since travel and crossing into Egypt was shut down back in May. Get more on the story from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department has arrested nearly 200 people accused of selling unsafe. This is the first medical evacuation in months. A large contingent of dozens of people, some 19 sick children and their parents, allowed out of the Gaza Strip into Egypt, where they'll be taken to medical facilities there or sent to other countries. This father, Noor Abu Zari, says his daughter suffered serious burns over much of her body.
Suspected leukemia.
And this mother's hopeful her child with leukemia will be able to resume chemotherapy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And for more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.